You talk about in your book, Radical Dreaming. Let's talk a little bit about that title and what it means.
Yeah, well, by radical, I mean that dreams really intend for us to overthrow, to have like an inner revolution, to get meaning to overthrow the ideas and attitudes that have been put on us that don't really belong to us. It may be from society, well-meaning friends, from family, from schools or institutions, ideas and approaches to life that are self-defeating and not good, self-destructive, and sometimes other destructive. So the dreams, and that's what's really different about my in my book, is that I have really been interested in those types of dreams, and it's a big category of dreams that focus on showing us what we're doing to ourselves that is not only hurting ourselves, it may be something we're telling ourselves, but it's something we learn somewhere, it's something that doesn't even belong to us. And as we gradually identify those and get rid of them, it's a very empowering feeling. We start to feel more connected, more who we are.
You know, as you begin to develop that, you know, who are we and, right. And what are we, of course, in our dream state, can you teach someone to dream properly? Or do you have to teach them to interpret what they dream?
Well, I think the major thing is to understand how to interpret them, because the soul, it's like Aristotle said, the soul thinks in images. And so the dreams are speaking in almost kind of like a lost language, but it speaks in, uses symbol and metaphor and figures of speech and even puns with images. But once you just practice that for a while, it's just like learning a new these tools that you've never used before. Well, you have to just take them out and use them for a while. And once you get used to interpreting them, then the dreams just start coming, and they're constantly refining and helping and protecting. And if you start to make a wrong choice somewhere, they'll leap on it if that choice means you're stepping away from what you really need to be doing in your life.
Now, do the symbols mean the same for everyone? And let me give you a couple examples. You know, 100 people dream of running, and they're not going anywhere.
Right.
100 people dream of their teeth falling out.
Exactly.
Do all these symbols mean the same for those 100 people?
No, they don't, and that's why dream dictionaries don't work. Matter of fact, a dream dictionary will actually prevent someone from understanding what their dream means, because the teeth falling out, for me, has to be put, or for you, has to be put in the context of your life. They're your teeth, and what particular teeth are they? What are they used for? And you'll be really astonished. It can be the same two teeth can fall out of my mouth, and it means something very different than the same two teeth falling out of someone else's.
Now, and a lot of people might be laughing right now with that example, but there are, I have not, but there are a lot of people who have had dreams with their teeth falling out.
Exactly. It's a pretty common theme, and I can tell you a real short one that's really fascinating. This was a person that came to one of a dream group.
Okay.
And she came in and she said she just started having a recurring dream, and she called it a nightmare, but her two front teeth, upper front teeth, would be falling out, and she'd wake up, like people that have had teeth dreams, most of us have, you wake up so relieved to realize it was a dream, because you think you've lost your teeth or something, you know, and it's very traumatic. So I asked her, this is one of the things, you have to find out, well, what are those two front teeth, what do they mean to you, what do they do for you, I asked her. And she said immediately, she didn't even hesitate, she said, well, they helped me smile. And I said, okay, now if you think of your life right now, what comes up when you think of your smile? And she said, and the lights went off immediately, she said, well, my boyfriend doesn't like how I look when I smile, so I've been stopping myself from smiling.
Interesting.
And so here's something, her dream was immediately giving her a recurring, almost a nightmare dream, because she was not being herself and letting someone put something on her that was causing her not to just, our sense of humor is like a vital, deep part of who we are.
Too bad she didn't dream about those two teeth getting wedged into her boyfriend's neck.
Right.
You know?
That's right. You're so right.
Then she'd feel better.
Yeah. And so, but just understanding that, the dream really impacted on her, what she was doing to herself.
Yet someone else would come to you and say, doctor, I'm having this incredible dream. It keeps coming back. And my molars fall out.
Right, and the molars. Well, then you have to ask that person, what are those molars in your mouth? What do they do? You'd ask them, this is one of the quick ways to work with teeth dreams. What are those particular teeth? They'll have a job, just like a person. What do they do for you? And then once you kind of get clear about and you can even imagine being the teeth is a good idea. One of the things I do in my book, I have people imagine being every element in the dream, the landscape, the sky, whatever's in it. The important images, you want to imagine becoming that. And then what in that when you are that image, what is your job? Just like the tooth. So if you're that molar, then you do something very specific for the person.
That's almost Native Americanish.
Well,
a little bit, isn't it?
I think it is. Yeah, it probably is. And so, and the big difference, there's a lot of what contemporary dream workers will tell you. Well, everything in the dream belongs to you, and that's where I totally disagree. And what I found in my experience is that once you work with these images that way, some things will clearly feel like they're part of who you really are, like the smile. And then other things, like whatever, there'll be elements in the dream that are very clearly something that's been put into our heads that doesn't belong there, and it's not only there, but it's self-destructive, and then we end up doing it to ourselves unconsciously. We don't even realize it might be something we tell ourselves that we can't do.